questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hujjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, today we want to talk about the concept of Al-Azaa al-Husayniyah. As in Urdu they say Azaki Husseini, or in Farsi they say Azadari. Also in English, roughly, it can be translated as the mourning ceremony, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, ceremonies or processions held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. The Shia community, Brother Karimi, Sheikh Karimi, is accused of having innovations regarding Azadari for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and holding, and say there was no such thing in Islam or Quran beforehand. Now, for today's discussion, we want to see whether Azadari or mourning processions has any Quranic roots or not in the religion of Islam. I mean, can we bring Quranic proofs for doing Azadari for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as the most famous one and all the other infallible imams?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first point that I would like to share is that because usually this question is asked by the Wahhabis, and they claim that, as you mentioned, this Azadari is a kind of innovation in the negative sense of the word, is a bid'ah, and people should be away from that. And one of the reasons is that it is not mentioned in the Quran. Now, the first question is that, is it necessary for all the permitted or recommended actions to be mentioned, even the obligatory actions to be mentioned in the Quran? Of course not. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Quran, we find some general guidelines and instructions, and more details, we need to refer to the narrations. So when it comes to mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you remember in one of the previous episodes, we talked about the fact that the Holy Prophet himself, according to Sunni sources, he has mourned for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when it comes to the prayers which are obligatory, the daily prayers, do we find any verse in the Quran talking about the details of the prayers, like to say the morning prayer in 2 rak'ah and the Zohr prayer in 4 rak'ah? We cannot find the details of these even obligatory acts mentioned in the Quran. We need to refer to the narrations.
Yes.
So we shouldn't think that we find a very explicit verse talking about all the details of the religion, the obligatory rules and the recommended rules and so on and so forth.
Yes.
This is the first point. So we find many narrations in this regard, both in Shia sources and Sunni sources.
Also, the prophetic lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad had shown that he himself shed tears a lot, for example, on Ibrahim, his son, on Hamza, his uncle, on the martyrs of Uhud, you know, and the other battles. Yeah. You know, he himself cried and shed tears a lot.
That's a kind of
azadari. I mean, not in the group form or in the collective form, but personally.
We have it in collective form. Okay, like, as you rightly mentioned, when Hamza was martyred, the women in the city of Medina were crying, collectively, in a group.
Yes.
And the Holy Prophet says that, وَلَكِنْ حَمْزَ لَا بَوَاكِ اللَّهِ. No person is crying for Hamza. And it is documented in even Sunni sources that for many years, for any person who passed away, first of all, people cried for Hamza and then cried for the diseased one. So which means that the Holy Prophet confirmed the action of these women.
Yes.
They were crying for the martyrs of Uhud in a group. I mean, collectively speaking.
Yes, yes. And the title Sayyid al-Shuhada before Imam al-Hussein was given to Hamza.
Exactly.
And this is really nice for today's discussion. Okay.
So this is one point that this is, a wrong expectation to claim that everything should be mentioned explicitly in the Quran. Now, this second point is that, implicitly speaking, the concept of mourning can be confirmed by the verses of the Quran. Okay. There are some verses in the Quran, as I mentioned, in many cases, the Quran is giving us just general rulings and principles. Now, let me share some of the verses of the Quran which refer to the concept of mourning, at least implicitly. We have one explicit verse. Let me share that before going to the implicit verses. And that is the grief of Ya'qub, Prophet Jacob, for losing his son Yusuf, Joseph, alayhi as-salam. This is mentioned explicitly in the notebook of Quran, and this is a kind of azadari, this is a kind of mourning. It's been mentioned that we know the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, that when his brothers took him and they threw him in the well, and then Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam cried for Yusuf alayhi salam, I mean profusely, for many years, according to some narrations. The Quran says, chapter Yusuf, verse 84, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, he was very grieved about Yusuf. Wabiyattad aynahu min al-huz, his eyes had turned white with griefs. And fahuwa kadhim, and he choked with suppressed agony. Now, we are talking about a great prophet because of the fact that he has lost his son Yusuf. And of course, he's not dead. He is still alive.
Yes.
But he's mourning just for losing him. And in the same chapter, we read, the brothers of Yusuf came to their father and said, Tallahi tafta'u tathkuru Yusuf. By Allah, you will go, takuna haradan aw takuna min al-halikin. By Allah, you will go on remembering Joseph until you wreck your health or perish.
That's right.
And according to some, for example, Zamakhshari, one of the great Sunni scholars of tafsir, interpretation of the Quran, he says that he cried for Joseph for 70 years. And interestingly, we have one narration in Shia sources that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was, somehow questioned by the people that why you are crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He said that, do you not know about the grief of Yaqub? Mm-hmm. He cried for losing Yusuf alayhi salam to the extent that his eyes turned white.
Yes.
And that was while his son was alive. Just he disappeared from him. He didn't know where he was.
That's right.
But for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, I saw that my father and 17 people from my family, they all were martyred before me. So how is it logical for Yaqub alayhi salam to cry for Yusuf alayhi salam and not for me to cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? So this is a very explicit case in the notebook of Quran. Yaqub is mourning for sure for Yusuf alayhi salam for many years, to the extent that it's not a usual mourning.
Okay.
I mean, he became blind.
Yes.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. And then we have some, as I mentioned, general principles mentioned in the notebook of Quran. One of them is the verse 23 of chapter Ash-Shura, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, for the mission of the Prophet, except the love of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. And for sure, the love for the Ahlul Bayt and the love of the Prophet has different manifestations.
Yes.
And one of them is that we need to be happy when they are happy, and we need to be sad when they are sad.
One of the signs, in fact, is that, for example, when the Ahlul Bayt are sad, and we know that the greatest mourner for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam now is Imam Asr.
Exactly.
So he is holding such mourning, we can say, sessions for him. So if we love Imam Asr, we have to be like him.
Now, imagine you, for example, as a boy, you love a girl, and that girl, she is sad for any reason. Does she accept from you to show your happiness in mm-hmm. front of her? Of course not. One of the reasons that proved your love toward her is that when she is sad,
yes.
you need to be sad because of her sadness.
That's right.
So as Muslims, this Quranic verse is asking us for love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And all people agree that one of the signs for this love is that when they are happy, we need to be happy. When they are sad, we need to be sad.
Yes.
And which sadness is greater than the sadness for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy of Karbala? There are many narrations in this regard.
That's right.
For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us some Shia who help us. وَيَفْرَحُونَ لِفَرَحِنَا وَيَحْزَنُونَ لِحُزْنِنَا. They are happy because of our happiness and they are sad because of our sadness and grief.
That's right.
And Imam Rida alayhi salam told the son of Shabib that if you want to be with us in paradise, then wafrah lifarahina, be happy because of our happiness, and
that's
be
right.
sad when we are sad. So this is one of the principles in the Noble Book of Quran, the fact that we need to love the Ahlul Bayt,
yes.
and one of the manifestations of this love is to
yes.
mourn for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam because of the sadness of the progeny of the Imam. The other verse in this regard is verse 32 of chapter Al-Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
The verse reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ.
Yes.
Those people who respect the signs of Allah or venerate the sacraments, then surely it is the outcome of the piety of the hearts. Now,
yes.
we have the concept of تَعْزِيمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ.
Yes.
To venerate, to respect the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Now, there are many discussions about this title, this concept, to
Sha'a'irallah
and Sha'a'irallah.
Yes.
And the scholars believe that whatever shows that you are helping the people remember God,
mm-hmm.
this is a sign of God.
Yes.
So
An-Nahzat al-Husayni, as a result, is a sign of the manifestation of divinity of Allah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So for sure this verse is including all the actions
yes.
which help the religion of God
uh-huh.
to be revived.
Okay.
And every year, practically speaking, we see that,
mm-hmm.
that the mourning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein
yes.
alayhi salam increase the piety of the people.
The spirituality
of the people.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is that the statistics show that, less sins are committed by the people,
okay.
for example, especially during the first 10 days of Muharram
and the month of Ramadan.
And the month of Ramadan
yes.
in the
yes.
communities which
yes.
these sessions are held.
Yes.
So this is, a reality that mourning for Imam al-Hussein
mm-hmm.
alayhi salam is one of the ways through which we can do the ta'zim, the veneration of
yes.
the Sha'air Allah, the signs and sacraments.
And the people find a kind of unity and conformity, among
mm-hmm.
each other, wearing black, giving endowment or their nuzurat for the sake of helping the poor. And all in all, we could find this is Sha'air Allah,
Exactly. What happens in these majalis is that people come to learn the religion from the scholars. Important parts of every morning session
yes.
for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes, that's right.
Religious scholars come to talk to people about God, about the Quran,
mm-hmm.
about the spirituality, and of course about the uprising of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So through these sessions, people increase
yes.
their connection to God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share an interesting story which
Very
happened
good.
To me today. I was in a marketplace and I found two teens talking to each other. They were talking about, having some, illegal relations to some girls.
Okay.
And one of them said to the other, I heard that this is the month of Muharram. Let's do it after the month of Muharram.
Okay.
This is a reality. For many people, they stop committing sin during the holy month of Ramadan. This happens in almost all the Muslim communities. The same is happening, especially for the Shia, during the month of Muharram and Safar, and especially the first 10 days of Muharram, because of the fact that these sessions help the people remember God again.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the holy month of Ramadan people feel a kind of
commitments to their religious background, or at least they do not do sinning or committing sin in public. Okay,
yeah.
they do
and
not do
the
that.
The same
okay.
is happening in these majalis for Imam
yes.
al-Hussein alayhi salam,
okay.
because the scholars talk about God, talk about the Day of Judgment, talk about the religion, the Quran, and so on and so forth, and the religious duties of the people.
That's right.
So we shouldn't think of it as a kind of innovation. As I mentioned, it is mentioned explicitly in many narrations. It is mentioned explicitly in the case of Yaqub, and implicitly in the verse of Mawaddat fil Qurba, in the verse of Ta'zim Sha'air Allah, and also the verse 148 of chapter An-Nisa, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. We do not have time.
Not allowed to shout unless it is against a kind of oppression.
Exactly.
Okay, and for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we are shouting for justice.
Exactly.
We are shouting in his morning ceremonies.
Thank you for that summary. Yeah.
Increasing our voice for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the oppressions that were done toward him. That's all right. All in all, we could say that we can say reviving the memories of Nahzat al-Husseini is in the same path of Sha'air Allah, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
That's all right. Thank you, Ahmad Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept whether Azadari or morning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam have Quranic roots or proofs or not. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman Allah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن